Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. My name is Harry Thompson. I'm the editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and today I'm fortunate enough to be joined by Jocelyn Lamoureux, a finalist for the Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award. The announcement came out yesterday. Jocelyn, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Hey, it's kind of early where you are. I mean, it's been a while since I've been in college, but what are you doing up so early?
We got practice in a couple hours, so I'm used to being up early, and we got morning class during the week, so it's not too early right now.
Oh, great. What do you, now you're studying exercise science, correct?
Yep.
How's that going for you?
Going good. I'm going to graduate this semester. I'm going to start my master's during my senior year. So it's going good so far. It's something I'm very interested in. I'm able to, you know, apply the stuff I learn pretty much every day at the rink and during workouts and stuff like that. So it's going good so far.
No, it's interesting to me. It's like for all, you know, you're obviously very busy with not only playing for the University of North Dakota, but also with the U.S. Women's National and Olympic team. How are you able to find the time to not only study, but also it seems to accelerate your studies that you're going to graduate because you're only a junior, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a junior, but it's my fourth year of school because I redshirted a year during the Olympic year. I redshirted and still took classes so that we could play the next year after the Olympics at UND. So I just kind of stayed on track. So.
That's fantastic. Is it hard? I mean, I'm sure a lot of listeners out there, are, you know, younger people who want to be in your shoes would like to know, is it hard to balance things like hockey and academics in addition to, you know, just living a normal life of a college student?
I mean, I honestly don't find it too difficult. It's all about time management, and I find it easier when I have to get things done because I'm more busy. It's easier to get things done because, you know, you don't have time, you know, later on in the week. But I mean, it is what you make it. You can make it more difficult on yourself if you're waiting until the last second to do things. But I mean, I don't find it overly difficult, but it's easier to get stuff done when you enjoy the stuff you're learning and whatnot.
Absolutely. And what kind of things would you like to do? You've got a long hockey career ahead of you, but what would you like to do ultimately with your degree and your master's degree when all is said and done with hockey?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what avenue I want to take, but I think being like a strength coach or coaching hockey would be something I'd be interested in. I'm going to do a little coaching this summer and kind of see what wheels that starts turning for me. So we'll see, though. I think I definitely want to stay in the sport of hockey. I know that I work with elite athletes, but as far as a specific avenue I want to take, I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Well, obviously the Lamoureux name is well known throughout the sport, but from your dad through your brothers, and obviously you and your sister, the Lamoureux have done a great thing in hockey. So it would be awesome for you to stick around in the sport. I just wanted to get some of your thoughts being named one of the top three finalists for the Patty Kazmaier Award as the top women's player in Division I college hockey.
It's very humbling to be considered, you know, one of the top players in the country. And, you know, I've been asked that question a couple times throughout the last couple days. And honestly, I think it's more of a testament to where our program is heading. You know, it's the top teams in the country that are putting players in the top 10 and the top 3. And, you know, our team is, well, between me and my sister, being in the top 10, you know, that's, I think, more of a testament to, you know, our program's heading in the right direction. We're able to, you know, get some of the top players now and, you know, have good seasons. And so I think it's very humbling, and it's a step in the right direction for our program.
You know, the individual awards always tend to be a testament to how well a team is playing. Obviously, it must be it you know, it's all about hockey is the ultimate team game. But can you talk a little bit about not only your season individually, but also the season that the you're having at North Dakota?
Statistically, I've had a pretty good season, and best season I've had so far in my college career. But as a team, I think you can see where we are having some growing pains, where we will play really good against a top team, and then in the same weekend we play pretty bad. And so I think but being able to compete against the top teams and win, and come back from being behind is something that we've really struggled at the beginning of the year, and then something that we've been able to overcome now the second half. And we've had some new faces come in this last year and put up some big points and take on some big roles. And so I think we're learning how to win. We're learning how to be a top team and a top contender. And just going into weekends against good teams and just knowing and believing that we're going to win. And so I think we're at a good spot right now, but it's still a process, and we're still not where we want to be.
Right. You were talking before about playing with your sister, and your sister was one of the top 10 CAS finalists. What was her response when she found out that you were named a finalist?
She kind of assumed that that's what was going to happen, and she's always very supportive, and it's not a jealousy thing between us at all. I think some people might get that, might make that assumption, but we're always very happy for each other. Whenever one of us is acknowledged for an award that the other one isn't, and so she's very happy for me. And we both say right away, it doesn't mean anything unless we come out with a win this weekend and keep moving on in the tournament.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that brings me to my next question, and that is the timing of this announcement. Obviously, you have a huge game tomorrow against the University of Minnesota. Your thoughts about not only the timing, does it become any kind of a distraction, and can you just talk a little bit about this weekend's matchup?
No, I don't think it's a distraction at all. I guess it could be for some people, but I don't find it, distracting. You're up for an award, but the task at hand is being prepared for tomorrow's game. And our team has had a really good week of practice, and we know that we got to come out, and the first 5 minutes is going to be really critical for us. We gotta play hard, and we gotta try and get that momentum, and kind of push the play a little bit for the first 5 minutes and kind of settle in. Because last week when we played them, they got the first goal in the first 3-4 minutes, and it kind of sat us back on our heels. And so I think our team, we've had a really good week of practice, and I think we're ready to go this time around.
Well, that's great. Well, it would be awesome. So now if you win tomorrow, then you go to the women's Frozen Four, correct?
Yep.
Great. Well, that's awesome. And then the last thing I just wanted to ask you about is regardless of how this weekend's games come out, or the women's Frozen Four, and obviously the Cavs voting, then you look ahead to the Women's World Championships, which will take place on home soil in Burlington, Vermont. First time it's going to be in the United States in a while. Just your thoughts about playing, looking far down the road at the Women's World Championships and playing on home ice, and what do you think that will mean for women's hockey?
I think it's going to be really cool. I mean, I've never played on a big stage on home ice before. We've had four nations at home, but the tournament isn't quite as big a deal as Worlds, and so being able to play at home, I think it's going to be a great experience, especially for the younger girls who haven't had the opportunity to have home ice before in a tournament like this. And as far as what it can do for women's hockey in the U.S., hopefully we get some big crowds. It'd be great to sell out that rink and kind of showcase where the team is going and how much women's hockey has improved the last 10 years. And hopefully we get some games on TV and people are able to see where we're heading, and hopefully we can put on a good show for them.
Absolutely. Well, before that happens, there's a lot of more pressing things at hand, particularly the big matchup tomorrow between the University of North Dakota and the University of Minnesota. Good luck in that game. Good luck with the Cavs voting, and thanks a lot for taking the time with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.